Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hey listeners, welcome to the first ever episode of a Revoice Network original called Podline, where students like you can anonymously share your burning college-related dilemmas and issues based on the weekly topic. I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're both seniors attending VCU, so think of us as the big sisters you never knew you needed, who have been through it all and can give it to you straight. Now let's get into the topic of this week, which is roommate/friendship issues. Okay, so Caroline, I want to ask you, have you ever heard the expression never live with your best friend?
Yeah, I've definitely heard that before. I've heard my older sisters say it before I went to college. They've had some friends that had experiences living together when they knew each other in high school and then went to the same college, and it did not work out at all for them. So I always knew to never even think about trying to live with someone that I knew in high school before coming to school at VCU. Okay.
So everybody that you've lived with has been like randomly assigned, like a random roommate.
Like random, yeah. Or just like, I somewhat know little things about them. Like we're acquaintances.
Okay. Yeah. Not best friends. Not
yeah.
Besties. Okay. That's good. I wish I had listened to the people who told me this, because I've had some experiences, not so great ones, living with my really close friends, and it just ended up not working out. And now we're no longer friends anymore. So that's unfortunate, but you know, everything happens for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason.
True colors come out. So some statistics here. According to Student Health Services at Georgetown University, one-third of college students, just in general, have problems with their roommates. And this is, I'm guessing, whether they're besties or not. But still, it's kind of unfortunate.
Yeah, that's a lot, too.
Big it is
percentage.
A lot. Mm-hmm.
And then it also says that because of roommate and relationship difficulties, it can impact students' academics by 17%, which is really concerning, honestly.
It is very concerning, but it's also so true, just because it makes a lot of sense. I honestly never would have thought of it like that, but like being in the situation of having conflicts with like roommates and stuff, or friendships, which in turn kind of impacts like how you perform, like so.
Yeah.
But let's get into these submissions. The first submission says, I have a friend who essentially tried to control what I did, how I reacted to situations, etc. The greatest thing to do is determine what course of action will help you develop mentally. It may be necessary to drop the person or speak with them about it in order to find closure, because continuing being friends with them may eventually exhaust you.
Wow, I definitely agree with what they're saying. It can definitely be difficult to remove yourself from a friendship, especially one that's been for a long time. But ultimately, finding what's best for you mentally and what your body is telling you is going to be the best decision for you overall. And if that means losing a friendship, then you have to.
It is what it
is. Yeah,
it
is what it is.
Yeah, and I think that I definitely agree with what you said about listening to your body and what your body's telling you, because your body gives you signals, I guess, depending on like the energy that the person gives off that you're with. Like your body will tell you, hey girl, like stay away from them. Exactly. Like I've watched TikToks of people literally giving examples of what their body signals were. And there was this one girl that was like, yeah, I had to shit every time I was around this dude. Because, like, he would literally, like, his energy was so off and my body was just telling me I should not be around him.
Your bowels are telling you to get out of here.
It's, like, the worst way to receive a signal from your body, too. Like, every time you're with him, you have to shit. Like, that's my worst nightmare. I really hope that,
throwing up has got to be, like, the worst possible outcomes.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, like, I get it. You don't, like, I'm telling my body, like, you do not have to be that extreme.
For our next submission, this one says, I had one roommate that was my best friend before I lived with her. Then I realized she was extremely possessive. She labeled everything she owned with her name, including bowls, chairs, silverware, food, shampoo, everything. She would hide things so that I wouldn't use them, like her razor and soap in the shower, even though I never did. And I wasn't even allowed to borrow salt or sugar. She wouldn't let my ex-boyfriend come over, but brought her boyfriend over almost every night. She was also a stickler for chores. I'm not a messy person, but I don't think cleaning windows has to be a weekly thing.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think this is a perfect example of where the expression, you know, never live with your best friend really fits. Because, I mean, yeah, you may have been best friends before you lived together, but once you actually live together, like, you get to know that person on a completely different level.
1,000%, yeah.
And it can sometimes be, like, really, like, sad because, like, oh, dang, like, maybe I actually don't, like, we just aren't compatible as I thought we were.
Yeah, it's just, like, two completely different versions of a person.
Yeah, and it kind of sucks. And as unfortunate as it is, living with your so-called best friend could be a really good test to see, like, if you guys actually are compatible. Because, like I said, you start to show your true colors, like, because you guys are in closer proximity and see each other, like, literally every day, maybe every minute of every day. So, like, you really get to see if that's really truly the person that you call, like, your best friend, or if you guys are actually compatible with each other. So, honestly, maybe this could have been a blessing disguise. I really believe everything happens for a reason. And I think maybe this happening could have prevented something bigger happening in the future if you guys were, like, still friends. So,
yeah,
it sucks, but, like, it is what it is. So don't blame yourself or be too upset. So for the next submission, this student said, in my sophomore year of college, I was, oh, I do want to preface, this is a little bit of a long one. So the next student said, in my sophomore year of college, I was living with two other people. My freshman year roommate, who I absolutely love still to this day, we'll call her Sally, and my freshman year roommate's friend from high school, who we'll call Beth. We all got pretty close and thought it would be fun to live together, so that's what we did. Everything was going pretty well at first. But within the second semester of us living together, that's when things started to go downhill. Beth had lots of friends that happened to be guys, and she was bringing them around a lot. Initially, I didn't have a problem with this until she started letting them spend the night in our living room. I expected it to be for only one night, but one night turned into two, which turned into three, and ended up turning into the entire semester. As soon as these three men basically moved into our apartment, without much say from me and Sally, the kitchen and the living room turned into a complete dumpster fire. There were dishes filled to the top of the sink for weeks, which in most cases ended up causing a mold buildup. Cabinets were always left open, an obnoxious amount of crumbs all over the counter. They created most of the trash and never took it out, causing a minor gnat infestation. Could never sit in the living room because it was where Beth's friends slept. It was just an awful experience. I'm someone that thrives off a clean environment, so I never felt comfortable or mentally healthy in my own apartment. Once I brought up my frustration with Beth, she completely shut me down and made me feel like my feelings weren't valuable. Any thoughts, Caroline?
Wow, that seems like a situation I do not want to be in, and I feel so bad for whoever was in this situation, because it seems very damaging to your mental health, mm-hmm. and also just the environment that you're living in every day is being infiltrated by three random men,
yeah.
just trashing the place every day. I would be so upset.
Situation to be in, like,
yeah.
that for any woman, honestly.
Yeah,
like, that's so I just feel like part of being an adult, and, like, you're able to just, like, do whatever you want in your own apartment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the fact that this student felt like she couldn't even feel, like, safe enough to go into her living room
yeah.
without it being invaded by three people that she doesn't know, like, that's just not okay. Yeah. So I'm glad you were strong enough to, like, separate yourself from that friendship, because that just doesn't seem like a healthy one to begin with. Like,
yeah,
I wouldn't want to be friends with somebody like that. Sorry.
Definitely not.
Sorry,
no.
I'm sorry. Well, listeners, it looks like we're out of time, but don't worry, because we'll be back next week to give more advice. So follow the Revoice Network on Instagram at Revoice Network. And to submit responses for future episodes, follow us at podline_revoice, where our Share Your Dilemmas Google form lives. Once again, I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Caroline.
And thanks for listening. See you next week.
See you next week.